Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Julie Seymour is our guest. She's an editor, outstanding editor and analyst for Business and Media Institute. Julia, we're talking about the lack of a plan, any kind of an energy plan in America. I mean, a total lack. I mean, I'm talking zero plan, nothing but a bunch of a hodgepodge of ideologies really thrown together. You know, when we talk about the over half of America's electricity created by coal, the other part, the remainder of that is natural gas and nuclear, right? Now, what a lot of people don't realize, Julia, is that if you go to a coal-fired power plant, and I should say one other thing, there's one of the hydro too.
Yeah.
There's also water.
Yeah, well, and then a little bit of solar and wind.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but just a little bit of that, those two. But mostly, it's there's a lot of hydro. There's a fair amount of nuclear, and then the natural gas. But you know, what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of plants are set up to go with more than one fuel. Because it's all based on BTUs, isn't it? It's all based on BTUs because if it costs less per BTU for natural gas, they'll switch over to natural gas. They got the burners right there. If it costs less to burn coal, they'll bring the coal truck, the coal cars in.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
So thank you for enlightening me.
But I mean, so my point is, it's not like that plant is coal, that plant is these are business people making decisions based on BTUs, not whether it's coal or not.
Right, and they're going to make those decisions based on price, and that's a very significant factor, because what we know about coal in particular is that we have a huge domestic supply, like over 200 years worth, and it's a very cheap fuel as far as fuels go, so it's stable domestically and relatively inexpensive.
But
so
coal
that's
has,
why it's
coal
popular.
Has a bad rap though.
Yes,
I mean, coal has an issue. It's strip mining scars the surface. Deep mining has the accident situation, and all the history, the legacy of all that I mean, we've got several hundred years of coal supply in America. You know, what's the future of coal?
Well, that's hard to say. With the EPA doing what it's doing right now, I think.
What is EPA doing?
The EPA last month, on January 13th, actually, so just about 1 month ago, they revoked a 4-year-old clean water permit from Arch Coal's Spruce Mine, which was a large mining project in West Virginia, and the company had followed every single regulation and thing that it was supposed to. They had followed all the rules. They had done everything right. And this is the scary part, because what if this doesn't only affect coal? What if the EPA starts doing this to other companies? Arch Coal had already invested $250 million in that project, only to have their water permit revoked, which was the first time in EPA history they'd ever done that to a coal mine.
And there was there's no particular reason, no violation they could revoke.
There was no violation. They just decided they didn't agree.
Arbitrarily, by government fiat, pulled it.
Exactly. And I was speaking with someone from the National Mining Association, and he said, they're making coal an example, but this doesn't mean that it will only affect coal, because in his view, any business that has to apply for a Section 404 permit under the Clean Water Act, who knows if the EPA would decide, nope, we don't like what you're doing, so we're going to pull your permit.
But I want to connect this to this lack of an energy policy.
Sure.
the administration wants more electric cars.
Yes.
Okay, that means that they're going to need electricity to run those.
Yes.
When you pull the permit on a coal mine, then you impact the availability of power for coal. I mean, for those power plants, you increase the potential cost of power, which increases the cost of electricity, which diminishes the value of the electric car. That's the thing. The government doesn't understand the unintended consequences of their behavior, does it?
Never. They never even look for the unintended consequences of their behavior. And I would go so far as to argue that that the administration has been pursuing an anti-energy policy by doing this to coal, by putting a drilling moratorium in effect after, you know, it was a horrific oil spill, but there were certain actors who were involved in that and should have been held responsible.
We know that bad decisions were made.
Everyone.
We know that bad decisions were made. It wasn't because we were drilling in the Gulf.
Right.
It was because bad decisions were made.
Exactly. So saying, well, we're just going to halt deep water drilling is an irrational response, and it doesn't help our country as far as our economy, because we need power.
We also have to realize that there are thousands, tens of thousands of these platforms around the world, and these kinds of things don't happen every day.
Right, exactly. And that's what I really am annoyed by when the news media reports on these things, because they rarely put accidents into perspective. I found that 80% of the coverage of coal since last January 1st was about disasters.
Right.
That doesn't
well,
put
but 20,000 planes arriving safely is not news.
Exactly.
Julia, that's the problem. Quick break, 10 till, right after these messages. We'll be back. I want to talk about this. I want to get Julia to help me talk about what a logical, intelligent energy policy would look like. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.